It's Tuesday, June 16th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Big and small moves in equality. Data versus optimism. Maybe the data wins. And Ingram gives me just what I asked for. This is the Business of Tech. Starting out with a pair of stories regarding equality. Per widespread reporting, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects against discrimination because of sex, among other reasons, applies to discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Meanwhile, and unrelated, GitHub is working to replace the terms master and slave in code. Previously reported on this podcast more broadly as a trend, GitHub CEO Nat Friedman said the company is changing the terms to neutral ones. Replacements could be main and replica. Why do we care? This is a podcast about business for technology companies, but we care because this is the discussion that's happening in society, and both big and small moves matter. This is a pretty clear ruling from the court. You can't discriminate on sexual orientation and gender identity. I think it's bad business to do so, but now it's illegal too. And words do matter. Don't trivialize the choice of words and understand it's about the signals they send, not necessarily to you. My thinking, have you reviewed the language your own business uses with the eye of a more diverse audience? And then are you challenging your vendors on theirs too? That makes a difference. From a technology perspective, this is a net neutral move, meaning it doesn't take away functionality and it also doesn't improve functionality. But from a societal perspective, it's a net positive. Further discussion on the IT glue research reported yesterday. Around half, 51% of MSPs saw monthly revenue decreases as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Additionally, more than a quarter, 29%, of MSPs saw their accounts receivable increase, showing more clients could not meet contract deadlines to pay for services. The survey also showed that optimism has not diminished. Most respondents expect a quick recovery from the economic hit in the second quarter. Meanwhile, data from Synergy Research Group indicates that the data center market has lost momentum during the pandemic. Hardware spending in the enterprise space declined sharply, while public cloud spending increased. Why do we care? Look, I think those respondents are crazy. I'm also ignoring the statements coming from IT Glue about the research. It's the usual vendor optimism garbage that I'm dismissive of. That optimism has no data. Here's what the data tells me. We're looking at a surge in cases in the fall. We have a significant numbers of workers who have delayed payments on houses, cars, and credit cards until the fall. And we have significant unemployment. We see data from the customers that are already feeling the impact. And here, that data says revenues are down and the delays have started. Don't cite the stock market to me. That's firmly divorced from the general economy. You know that meme of the dog sitting in the fire saying, "It's fine"? Don't be that dog. Repetition does not spoil the prayer. Planning for the worst and hoping for the best is not a bad thing, and it's quite sensible. And all of the data clearly says, rough times ahead. Ingram Micro Cloud has added Salesforce's Essentials to the list of solutions available in its cloud marketplace for resellers and small businesses in North America. The offering of the CRM with built-in intelligence will be paired with Ingram's support. Why do we care? On the weekend, my editorial, with a video on YouTube and audio in Sunday's episode, outlined an approach to building a service provider around a business application. In my example, I used association management software, but I also alluded to the fact it could be Salesforce. Thanks, Ingram, for backing my idea up with a way to do it. Putting a line of business application in the core of your offering is a different value proposition, so we care, because this is one way to do it. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Been getting great response to the weekend editorial. If you haven't caught it, you can catch it on the podcast here as Sunday's episode or as a video on the YouTube channel. All the links you need to find everything are at mspradio.com, including our weekly newsletter that goes out on Mondays. Sign up for that. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.